Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and the sound of my voice at the top of the show means that I'm on the other side of the table again. It's time for Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you today?
I'm excited as always, Mike, but first let's clear up last week's challenge.
Yes, I said start with the names Nash and Stills. Drop one letter, then rearrange the rest to spell a four-letter word for some tiny things and a five-letter word that names things built by the tiny things. What are they?
Well, what are they?
Well, if you drop one of the S's, you can spell ants and hills.
Okay, no more stalling, Mike. On August 1st, 1981, a music video called Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles came on the air at 12:01 a.m., and the cable network Music Television was born. So today's quiz is all about MTV.
Ian, you are the best person in the entire universe.
First up, the son of the co-founder of the L.A. comedy club The Comedy Store, which appropriately named comedian and MTV VJ from 1989 to 1994, was best known for his spring break antics.
Is that Pauly Shore?
It is Pauly Shore.
Okay, good.
His mom was Mitzi Shore. Shore, the co-founder of the L.A. Comedy Club. And, of course, he would go on to star in several cult classic films.
More the first word than the second, I think.
Number two. Considered one of the first reality television shows, which program brought new cast members to a different city in each of its first 9 seasons before returning to its original site, New York?
This is the story of 7 strangers picked to live in a house. Okay, I probably could do it all if I thought about it. You are speaking of The Real World.
That's right, and as of this writing, it has been based in New York City 3 times over 25 seasons.
25 seasons.
Number 3. MTV has given video music awards at its annual award show since 1984. What is the common name for the statuette given to winners?
They call it the Moon Man.
They do call it the Moon Man. And of course, for the movie awards that MTV does, the statuette is?
A bucket of popcorn.
Very good.
Thank you.
Number 4. The animated MTV series Daria began as a spinoff from what other MTV show?
Was that a spinoff of Beavis and Butthead?
It was.
By the way, I just said Butthead on the radio.
That's right. Beavis and Butthead were classmates of Daria, and although he had nothing to do with Daria, creator Mike Judge did bring back Beavis and Butthead for a second run of episodes in 2011. And finally, which reality show that ran for 6 seasons featured cast members with names like Jay Wow, Snooki, and The Situation?
This, I believe, falls into the category of I'm ashamed to tell you that I know this. That would be Jersey Shore.
Good for you.
Thank you. Well, no, that's not good for me. Correct is appropriate. Not good for me.
Well, radio didn't kill our trivia star. Mike Nothnagel went 5 for 5 this week. How well did you do? And what's your favorite video of all time? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can channel surf on over to wamc.org. where you can find these questions that Ian just asked me, along with some extra credit questions, some other nifty stuff, including this challenge. Ian.
Start with the two-word name of a famous dating game show that aired on MTV in the 1990s. Rearrange the letters in these two words, and you can spell the name of several lines on a globe. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, you get to work on the challenge, and we will change seats this time next week.
We will see you then.